From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Former United Nations Secretary General Boutros Boutros-Ghali has died, according to the UN Security Council President announcement Tuesday. He was the sixth Secretary General of the United Nations. The Egyptian-born politician and diplomat served in the office from 1992 to 1996. He was admitted to a Cairo hospital last week. Boutros-Ghali was 93. You can read more details at voanews.com. Four of the world's biggest oil-producing nations have reached an agreement to freeze output to tackle the global oil surplus. The oil ministers of Russia, Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, and Qatar agreed to the pact on Tuesday during a closed-door meeting in the Qatar capital of Doha. The quartet will freeze output at January levels. This is the Saudi Arabian oil minister.
It is a beginning of a process which we will assess in the next few months and decide whether we need other steps to stabilize and improve the market.
In reaction, oil prices dropped to under $34 a barrel after the output freeze was announced. Observers predict oil prices will eventually fall to at least $20 a barrel before any recovery begins. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko Tuesday asked Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk to stand down in the face of the government's perceived failure to fight endemic corruption and overcome its economic crisis. Poroshenko's dramatic intervention came as opinion polls showed growing public disenchantment with a pro-Western team that took over the leadership of the former Soviet nation after the 2014 revolt. VOA News. Candidates in Uganda are holding final rallies Tuesday ahead of the country's presidential and legislative elections. Voters are to decide Thursday whether to give President Yoweri Museveni a fifth term or elect an opposition candidate and have a new leader for the first time since 1986. Museveni took power in a coup and won landslide elections in 2006 and 2011. Observers say they were marred by irregularities and intimidation of opposition parties. Air attacks in northern Syria that damaged or destroyed schools and hospitals and that left at least 50 dead has drawn international condemnation. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called the attacks a blatant violation of international law. Susan Rice, a U.S. National Security Advisor, also denounced the strikes that some believe were carried out by government or Russian forces.
What concerns us is that as the violence continues, more and more civilians are being impacted. And the pressure on civilians and the outflow of displaced persons from their areas of residence is increasing. And that is why we have put a premium on trying to halt the violence, enable humanitarian access, and create an environment that is conducive for a political track to get underway.
The international reaction comes as UN envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, is in the country in holding talks Tuesday with officials on implementing a ceasefire this week. He arrived late Monday in the Syrian capital of Damascus for the unannounced visit. World powers agreed last week to a cessation of hostilities set to begin on Friday in order to let badly needed humanitarian aid be delivered. Three Americans abducted in Baghdad last month have been freed, according to Iraqi officials Tuesday. Unknown gunmen kidnapped the three from a private apartment in mid-January, with U.S. and Iraqi officials saying they believed an Iranian-backed Shiite militia carried out the abduction. The Americans are reported to be in good health, and the U.S. Embassy did not immediately comment on their release. Four American journalists charged in Bahrain have been released and are due to fly out of the country, according to their lawyer Tuesday. The journalists were arrested Sunday and had been charged earlier in the day with illegally assembling with the intent to commit a crime. The journalists went to Bahrain to cover the anniversary of the island's pro-democracy protests that were crushed by authorities 5 years ago. They were arrested on Sunday in the Shiite town of Sitra during clashes between protesters and security forces. More details on this and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.